T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on OMF, it is Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick coming up sometime this afternoon. Hopefully, again, he'll be able to talk about this. We're talking about it with you. As promised, you loaded up the phone line, so we go to them. Here's John next up. Hey, John.
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, I don't think anybody mentioned this. Are you hearing me?
We're hearing you just fine.
Just
John.
Keep talking.
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I don't think anybody's mentioned this, but when Antonio Brown was with Pittsburgh, he loved to go over the middle, like Amendola, like Edelman, and he can catch the ball, and then he can make some progress with that ball. Now, there's two more signings coming up. Belichick is going to tell you. We're getting King Kong, and we're going to get
Funny material. Make sure you have it memorized before you call next time.
Write it down.
Thank you.
Okay,
let me go to Dan in Boston. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. If Brady went rogue and started punching Bill Belichick and he trashed his fellow teammates on the internet and then the Patriots cut him, would the other teams in the NFL not go step in and take Brady in a minute out of respect for Belichick and the team?
Very good. But he'd have to have a history of this stuff, right? Of, you know, being lackadaisical and not show up on time and stuff like that. But it's an interesting one. It is.
I know Chad Ochocinco was later in his career.
He was done.
Probably didn't have anything left. But he still brought with him the social media. And you know what happened to him? He got shamed publicly by Teddy Bruschi. That's one of the things that happened. So I think that there's too many other ex-Patriot players or other players on the team that he would feel, I guess, indebted to in a way. Listen, I got to carry on this tradition. I'm gonna make sure I make the best of it. I'm gonna make it worth my while and your while. I think there is some inherent, I can't even think about the words.
But don't you think a lot of this negativity toward the Patriots and the moral, judgment that's being delivered out there?
It's unfair.
It's because it's the Patriots.
Well, it's because it's unfair.
Yeah.
Because they're so good.
Right.
And they went and just got Antonio Brown. And not only that, they perform on Sunday Night Football and they blow out a Pittsburgh team that we think is pretty good. And you watch them in dominant fashion. And then that's what I mean. Outside of the New England, it's like, well, it's unfair.
People
now they went out and got Antonio Brown, too.
People had just,
just ruined the sport.
People had just got used to thinking about the Cleveland Browns might be competition in the AFC, and suddenly they see all of this happen, mm-hmm. and they're going, oh, my God, the Patriots get stronger. But the hypocrisy by some of the outsiders. This is Tony Dungy, who, by the way, is always the moral judge, isn't he? He always seems to take that high road, and people like him, and he's a devout Christian, and so they kind of go along with what he says. Nobody really goes at Tony Dungy. Listen to this.
I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Did anybody say the same thing about Tony Dungy? When Tony Dungy found a way of getting Michael Vick back in the National Football League?
No, he was doing good.
Please, God. Huh?
He was trying to help.
He was killing dogs.
A troubled young man.
He was killing.
No, he was trying to help.
Innocent animals.
But he was helping.
Right. He went to prison.
You know, I love the fact, I can just see it too in that locker room before the season. We're trying to win Super Bowls, but really what's most important? It's just being good role models.
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Yeah, we want to be good. We want kids to look up to us.
Yeah.
So we want to win games in the Super Bowl, but really, why we're here is to really be role models for our kids of America.
I swear to God, it sounds good and it looks good on Twitter. But when you hear him say something like that, and you think of his past, and I'm not knocking him for helping Michael Vick. He was helping give the kid a second chance. But don't sit here and tell me
disappointed in Robert.
Right. Well, you don't think that the message to children out there, you're helping Michael Vick, who killed how many animals?
Hold on, but I think we're missing it. Well, I think we're missing something. I can't believe you guys didn't pick up on it because you guys are so smart. I think Tony Dungy is a freaking fraud.
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Okay, you listen. What analyst calls out the owner? Why doesn't Tony Dungy say, "I'm disappointed in Bill Belichick"?
That's a good
point. Knows how that team is run.
Good point.
This is a Bill decision. But so he's hiding behind Kraft because he doesn't want to publicly call out Bill Belichick.
You're right.
So he does. He goes the Kraft route. Oh, Mr. Kraft, I'm so disappointed. Say what you really want to say. You want to say you're disappointed in Bill Belichick because deep down you're a little jealous of everything that he's accomplished and you couldn't beat him. So you don't have the balls to say you're disappointed in Bill.
True.
You go the owner route.
No, you agree with
chicken.
You.
You're a big fat chicken. I heard
fat,
that.
Though.
I skinny. I heard that and I was like, wait a second. Why? What does Kraft has anything? Kraft doesn't have anything to do with this. Bill has run this team forever. All Kraft is, listen, just, I'll trust you. You make the right decision. Call out Bill. Mm-hmm. Why won't he call out Bill? He doesn't want. He wants nothing to do with it.
Now, here's another coach.
Because he's a scared.
Here's another coach. We have Bill Cowher. Let's play Bill Cowher, Ryan.
Let me define genius for you. The guy walks out on the Pittsburgh Steelers in week 17. Yes, gets a guaranteed contract from the Oakland Raiders. He sits there and he dresses down the general manager. He tapes a phone call, which is illegal in the state of California, and he gets released by them. And once he get a guaranteed contract by the New England Patriots, you know, his insubordinate, his irrational behavior continues to be rewarded with guaranteed contracts. We are rewarding bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And it's a poor reflection to me of the NFL and NFL players. You know, he talks about wanting to be away from systems and be free. That's unrealistic. That's not life. Life is about navigating your way through systems. You don't have to like them, but you need to respect them. And playing in the National Football League, it's a privilege. It's not an entitlement. I hope the system in New England can straighten this guy out.
Okay. So everything Bill Cowher is saying, I absolutely agree with him. You are rewarding this guy. Okay. A team is rewarding this guy after bad behavior.
Yeah.
But here's the bottom line. That is life. When Bill Cowher is sitting there talking about life, we see it all the time. We see it in our business, gentlemen. You could have a guy who has issues, who doesn't want to conform, but guess what? If he's really good, he's really talented, he's getting ratings, people find a way around it. In every business, it's that way. If the guy's an insurance salesman and he's selling more insurance than anybody else, do you think he gets away with a lot more than the other guy in the same office?
Listening to Cowher kind of made me think of football contracts in the NFL. So we got $30 million guaranteed from Oakland. Somehow we get none of it. Right?
They voided it.
I mean,
yeah.
None of it.
So
he didn't, no, he didn't get any
of it. Right, the system worked. That was
no, I'm just saying. So it's like this guy signed a deal with Oakland for $30 million guaranteed, got none of it. So now with New England, he gets, you know, again, he says guaranteed. Is there any question that there's outs that they can get out from underneath this? That if something happens, we saw the language that was in his deal with Oakland.
This
it was,
is not guaranteed.
You know, it was like if he didn't show up at meetings or practices, like they could have avoided it over. The Patriots have the same stuff. If
contract
he misses
detrimental.
One practice, the whole thing is probably voided.
Absolutely.
So
Luke.
There's no such thing as a guaranteed contract. They got out of that thing, so-called guaranteed $30 million. He got nothing.
Oh, so wait a minute.
So the Patriots, I'm sure they're guaranteed, but there's language in there as well.
But if you're, I can easily understand Cowher's point of view because.
That's unrealistic. That's not life.
What he did was so dirty.
Yeah.
It was so.
Selfish.
Dirty. Well, forget about, it's just like, that is a. If you're looking for a sign of a character, just wait long enough. It'll be revealed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, okay, so, but in this case, in this, I guess, in this profession, you don't have a choice. If there's a shelf life, you're desperate, you're stuck there, your immortality, you're thinking about it, how are you going to be remembered, you're going to be irrelevant because the team's going to suck. So you do what NBA players do. But he just did it on his own.
Yeah.
He didn't go through his agent. He didn't somehow release information to Brian Windhorst or whoever the NBA equivalent would be. He did it on his own. He forced it and made it so uncomfortable and so insulting to the Raiders and to his coach that they said had no choice. So he got what he wanted. So I would say based on where the NFL needs to go and the way their contracts have to be structured and the power that the players need to get back, unfortunately, guys like Antonio Brown are trailblazers. They're the guys, Ezekiel Elliott, trailblazers. Melvin Gordon is not getting what
Le'Veon
he wants.
Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, trailblazers. If you're gonna change the way they view your contracts and the way they guarantee them, then you have to do this.
Like I said, there's no question what Antonio Brown did was dirty.
Dirty.
Right?
Yep.
We all agree with that.
Yep.
But, you know, so that was what he did to an organization. He got out of it. He found a nice home, maybe where he wanted to go the whole time. But everyone's reacting like he got out of this contract and got released, and the team that signed him, New England, and it has all to do with the New England Patriots, because we've seen this before. Like I said, I mean, we've seen it before. We've seen Kareem Hunt end up in Cleveland. I don't know. Was there that much of an uproar for what this guy did and ended up getting a new job in Cleveland? How about Adrian Peterson? You know, he got through it. No big deal. Got a new contract. You know, he's out there in Washington running. Now he's going to run a lot more with Geis out. But we've seen the kid out in Washington, the linebacker that San Fran released. Reuben Foster. Yeah, and then they just pick him up. Hell, Tyreek Hill got a nice little extension before the season started from the Chiefs. Yet Antonio Brown doing dirty with the Oakland Raiders showing up to New England, I feel like has had five times the amount of reaction. Right, and how the New England Patriots, how dare they sign this guy?
I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft.
Meanwhile, these guys around the league that are violent that teams are signing, and it's no big deal.
Well, Bill Cowher should understand that.
There's not as much reaction?
Well, Tyreek Hill is an example of it. So Tyreek Hill's got a lot of stuff there that you got to be concerned with if you're the Kansas City Chiefs. But guess what he just got?
He got
a whole new deal. Why? Because he can play. Yeah, yeah. That's what it comes down to. All right, if you think that Dungy and Cowher were outraged, wait till you hear some other people, including Rich Eisen. Talk about phony and fraud. Mike Greenberg, same.
Jeez.
Ditto. Stephen A. And your phone calls coming up next. Bill Belichick still to come on Patriots Monday and OMF Live from Foxborough.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Marloney, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
How do I feel about the signing? You know, they're courting a player who is unlike the Dillons and the Mosses and the Hainsworths and the Ochos, in that his idiocy is immediate. It's gone on. He shot himself out of two towns within the last 8 months, and the Patriots, I think, are rewarding that behavior. The bottom line, though, is win football games. So they're in it to win football games. So I get it.
He's right. Tommy Curran, he's right. They're rewarding bad behavior. If they don't do it, Kansas City does it, or Philadelphia or Baltimore or another team does it, because that's what you do in business. If you have somebody that is as talented as this guy is, and he may be the best receiver in the game, then you let him get away with a lot more. You keep on giving him second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. I'm sorry. That's life, Bill Cowher. That's how the world operates, correct? In any business.
Yes. Yeah, and you know, the other thing, like you mentioned, too, this is a different animal. You know, this isn't a, I don't even know. I mean, Martavis Bryant, you know, he had his issues, whatever. You know, you've already got that guy in Josh Gordon, right? Like a guy that potentially could help, and there's a lot of talent there. And you're talking about one of the best wide receivers in football. You know, this isn't a middle-of-the-road wide receiver that you're giving a break to. Like, he is one of the top two, three wide receivers in the game. So, yeah, you absolutely bring him in. Are you rewarding him for bad behavior? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And look around sports. This is, unfortunately, the way it is. But at least you know that if it becomes an issue, like, if what happened to Antonio Brown happened in Oakland, he would have been gone 2 weeks ago if he does that here in New England. 2 weeks ago.
Maybe three.
Whatever. It would have been over with.
Yeah.
So you know, at least that you know will happen here.
Every time a new guy comes on that signs with the Patriots, there's always, oh, this guy's different. Oh, be careful of this guy. I'm going to keep using the Martellus Bennett example. Because that guy, think about all the issues that he had with every single team he had. Tom Coughlin, Dallas, Green Bay, with Aaron Rodgers. You thought, oh, he's got a really good quarterback after he left. Had issues there. Had issues with the training staff. Chicago with John Fox. John Fox, great guy. Tom Coughlin. I mean, they bent over backwards to help this guy. Dallas was different because he was young and he was a rookie. No issues with Martellus Bennett. So much that they brought him back last night, and he's on the stage. The guy was here for a hot minute, and he's out there with his pom-pom, and they liked him so much, they went in and they hired his brother, who had even more issues than him. So I don't get how at one point in time, people have to just understand that it works. It works. And it works for a reason because of the corporate structure that they have and the expectations that are understood and the peer groups and the leadership that exists there. I'm done saying the Patriot way because Aaron Hernandez ruined it for me. So whenever he ruined it for me.
He only killed three.
Yeah, you know, he just that he used it and he was hiding behind it.
Dunsky?
He's a liar.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, and it does have a shelf life, and they understand it. And I heard, who was it? Was Boomer on this morning? Boomer was on with those guys this morning.
I didn't hear.
He talked about Bill and dealing with Lawrence Taylor. Like, let's not act like Lawrence Taylor.
Right.
Can you imagine Lawrence Taylor back in the 80s?
Well, once again, you're talking about the best at his
position. The best at his position, yeah. And he was a so he
whoever played the game,
and he handled Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
So, which one do you think would be more difficult to deal with? But give Lawrence Taylor social media and all that other stuff that goes along with it, and you have the exact same situation. I just feel like people are jumping the gun and overreacting because it's fresh, it's new, and he played dirty. That's why, because this one feels different because it's not getting pulled over for drinking. It's not, you know, wearing a stupid coat saying Hall of Famer, you know, 2023, like Chad Ochocinco did. It's not even, it's different than Martellus Bennett. But they're all kind of wrapped in the same bow, and they deal with them equally.
Okay, let's get to the phone calls. Here's Mike next up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Mike.
So, two quick points. The first is the Patriots didn't reward anybody for anything. Oakland wrote that contract. They released AB. There was a talent available, and the Patriots signed him. The Patriots didn't reward anybody for doing anything. They just signed a talent that was available at the time. The second point, which I think is more important, is as a football fan, I want to see the best players on the field every single week. So the league and the fans are talking about the morality of signing AB, but to flip that around, don't the Patriots have some type of moral obligation to the fans to see a talent like AB available and see if they can reform him and try to get that on the field to put the best product that they can out?
I don't know about owing to the fans, but they certainly owe it to try to go out and win every year and put the best contingent of players together. Thanks, Mike. The Patriots, by the way, have made a roster move to make room for Antonio Brown. So Brown is now on the 53-man roster. So I guess that means that when Bill Belichick walks in here,
oh, sure,
we can now talk about it. They have waived safety Obi Melifonwu, and they have cut veteran tight end Lance Kendricks, who, by the way, was suspended for the first game of the season.
So he would have been able to play this week.
That's correct.
Not a surprise there.
Right. So, but the interesting one is that the wide receiver corps just adds another body.
Well, that is
so. If you're looking
part
at the depth chart, they got a lot of wide receivers.
Well, now you've got, I mean, Edelman, Gordon, Dorsett, right? Those are the three guys with Myers. Gunner was active. Demaryius Thomas.
Gunner, by the way, had a good game.
You did a
if
great
you're looking
game
at Gunner and you're talking about return, pretty
perfect
good.
I mean, Demaryius Thomas was inactive. I actually was wondering which one of those guys will go, but instead they chose to keep all of them. So
what
now you've got a lot of wide receivers on this roster.
Christian, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what they were doing with Demaryius Thomas, I thought the same thing, Lou. I mentioned it last night in the Real Postgame Show. Maybe Demaryius Thomas is the one that is out because he was inactive. But what they might have been doing is they're still not sure about his situation. They like him, and yet they didn't want to make him active in that first game because that would have guaranteed his money, correct?
No, well,
he's accrued enough time.
But no, he's on the roster.
53.
So his money's guaranteed. It's inactive.
Even
doesn't
if
matter.
They let him go,
it's on the 53-man roster. That's all you need. You want to be, if it's an away game, you get on that flight. You're good. You're happy. But that's so. To me, he's an unbelievable. He can keep working and practicing and get healthy. He's not taking any first team reps. He's doing all the scout team stuff because all the reps are going to all the guys that are playing. So not only is he getting healthier, he's getting more acquainted with the offense. And if somebody goes down, if Gordon goes down, if Edelman goes down, if you name it, if anyone gets hurt or they miss, he slides right in there. They don't miss a beat.
Back to the phones. Here's Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Not too much. So my gut feeling says I don't think this guy is going to be with New England any more than 5 or 6 weeks. And I think we definitely got a guarantee. We got a guaranteed maniac. This guy, you know, there's stories coming from Pittsburgh, and I mean, granted, it's Pittsburgh, and they're all idiots over there. But this story is saying this guy used to just run his own routes, and he wouldn't even, like, he wouldn't even go and run the routes of the plays that were called. He'd just go in and say, oh, yeah, well, I think I'm going to change my route on this one.
Yeah, the book on him was he was freelancing, right?
Yeah, but hold on. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay. It obviously wasn't an issue for Ben because they were dealing – they were seeing the same thing. They had an understanding. He's the only one that could do that. You don't catch over 100 passes year in and year out by just doing the things based on how they're written down. You have to be able to adjust.
Yeah, I don't think I'm as worked up about that one because he's such a terrific route runner. Plus, look at the separation he gets the time.
Phenomenal.
I mean, he gets right into the gut of a defender, and the next thing you know, he's wide open. He's sitting there going, how the hell did that just happen? I'm not as concerned about that. I mean, all the other stuff you're saying, I agree, Phil, is probably true. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis is up next here on OMF. What's up, Dennis?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, when I first heard that my son was telling me that the Patriots were interested, I didn't like it. I thought,
why?
You know, it's a bad signing. But then the next day, I heard a guy call in to one of the stations and say that the reason why he's doing what he's doing is because he had no leverage when Pittsburgh wanted to get rid of him. He didn't want to play there. Okay, fine. He had no leverage. The teams that were interested in were Oakland and Buffalo. And now there were other teams that were interested, but Pittsburgh wasn't going to let him go to them, one of them being the Patriots.
So you're making excuses for his bad behavior. You're saying it
was a brilliant
move.
I'm not making excuses for his bad behavior.
Well, you suddenly switched. You said you weren't for this a week ago, and now you're all excited about it.
Well, is it bad behavior or just plain smart? Playing the game the way it should be played because that's the way the owners play it. They guarantee contracts that aren't guaranteed.
I love how Patriot fans are working.
I would say, you know, it was so you look at his craziness, the fact that how he got out of Pittsburgh, but all that stuff that happened in Oakland, was it orchestrated? You know, was it, I don't know if you're going there, was it smart? This was his way of getting out of a situation that he did not like. He had no control where he was traded. He wanted to get control back, go to a team. Pittsburgh obviously wasn't going to send him to New England. So he tried everything in his power. I'm not playing a game unless I get my helmet. Oh, I got my helmet. Oh, damn. All right, you know what? And then just continue to mess with everybody. And then thought he was going to get suspended, thought he was going to get released, and they said, nope, we're actually going to stick with you. Even though you cussed out our GM, we're going to play you Monday night. And he said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to put this post out, put Gruden on blast, and then I'm going to react. And once I find out that my guarantees are taken away like they're going to do, then I'll ask for my release, and then they'll have to release me, and I'll go where I want. Master plan, thank you very much.
You probably say, Grandma, it didn't work, Grandma, did you?
No, it worked.
You got to double down, you got to double down, Sonny.
Hey, hold on.
You got to send out that video I told you. Record the coach.
Has anybody figured out that Grandma was the mastermind
of
all of this?
Yeah, that's what it is. Grandma
did
it all.
She's the one that's giving him the plan of how to do it.
You know what else we got to do next? Because I was surprised that there were so many different stories and opinions, and that Al Michaels actually got into the middle of this. Al Michaels was breaking news during last night's show.
He was. We'll get to all of that and more. Bill Belichick still to come right here on OMF.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Kraft also told me that when he broke the news to Tom Brady yesterday, Brady initially said, I'm 100% in. 2 minutes later, Tom came back, said to Kraft, I'm 1,000% in. Then he came back 2 minutes later, said, I'm 1,000,000% in. And finally, I just talked to Drew Rosenhaus, who made the deal, who's Brown's agent. And Drew said that Brady told Brown, come move in with me until you get settled in New England. How happy is Tom?
Tom, yeah, just follow up, because it said you went from 100 to 1,000 to 1,000,000% in.
That was a personal conversation with RKK. I got to reevaluate.
Tell him. You know what's funny about that? I think Brady was serious about that, because I heard Greg Hill ask a similar question this morning, and everybody's laughing, and it didn't sound like Brady was laughing about it. So it was one of those where he had that conversation with Kraft. I'm sure these were the exact words. that Al Michaels said on the broadcast last night is what Brady told Kraft, but he did not want it to get out there. I don't think anybody right now wants their name attached to Antonio Brown.
Well, it sounds like Kraft gave up the information about, you know, 100 million percent, whatever.
Yeah.
But it was Rosenhaus is the one that said that Tom told Antonio he could stay at my house. You know, so it was, you know, so Tom's in the same, well, both these guys, you know, I'm telling Robert how I'm in, and now Rosenhaus and Antonio's telling Rosenhaus how I said I can invite him into my house, but come on, he's a grown man. Think Antonio Brown moves in with the Bradys?
No.
I do not.
All right, Tom, cool, let's
go. No, but it was
kind of like,
he's got to bring his digital guy in there, right? And he's got to bring
his
social media guy.
He's got an entourage.
Right.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
They all have to stay. Where the hell are they going to stay? Interesting.
How you feeling, honey?
Giselle may not be happy about that. Let's go back to the phone calls. Here's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Oh, how you doing?
Good. Great.
I have a concern, and the Patriots already have a bad reputation among some about being cheaters. Now, all of a sudden, Brown is gone from Oakland, and he signs immediately with the Patriots. Doesn't that stink from a public relations?
No, it tells me that they're a smart business operation, because if they don't do it right after he's released at 4 o'clock and Philly jumps the gun or Kansas City jumps the gun or Baltimore jumps the gun, you're out. You're screwed. Then you look like a fool. You wanted the guy and you don't get the guy, right?
Well, that presumes that he didn't want the Patriots to begin with.
Yeah, but you don't want – you're doing what a lot of fans do. You're upset because you want – the Patriots to be representative as the morally sound organization out there. It's about winning.
No, it's not. It's not morality. There's league rules about collusion. That's the big concern.
There are no league rules. He was a free agent at.
He might have orchestrated.
There are rules that you're not to be in contact with contracted players when they're in the midst of a contract.
What about the legal tampering
period? That's
what
it looks like.
Well, I mean, anyway, obviously, Rosenhaus
he denied it today.
Was looking for trades in the offseason and knew that there was interest from the Patriots in Antonio Brown, correct? Like from last year, this offseason.
March.
So, I mean, you go back to March. Team has a lot of interest in the player. But you know what? I don't think Pittsburgh's going to, you know, want to trade with us, but we would definitely be interested in him, you know, and, you know, so it's probably not going to happen. So that's just knowledge from months prior, a few months prior.
But you know, the last caller is similar to me to the you know, Tony Dungy's, Rich Eisen's of the world, guys that are just assume that they're holier than thou and their opinion is so at such a high level, and God forbid the NFL, you know, is disrespected, because that's what those guys feel like Antonio Brown's doing.
But they're totally missing the point. Here's Rich Eisen, by the way, employee of the National Football
League. Hold on, friends with Mike Mayock.
There you go. Listen to this.
His behavior did not, if you will, wasn't as bad, if you will, as somebody who's beaten somebody up or run afoul of the law, of course. But the way that we respect NFL players and teams and the conduct and the professionalism and why many people watch this sport and enjoy it, he ran afoul of that.
Sure.
And, you know, this has nothing to do with the fact that we know Mike Mayock for all those years.
No.
But he ran afoul of that. And the organization with the man at the top who respects the game more than anybody else picked him up within minutes, mm-hmm. it seems, and paid him. And the question is what does that mean? What do all these platitudes towards professionalism mean? And it really upsets a lot of fans. Now, when it all comes down to it, will he be just the guy that just a guy on the Patriots who also happens to be a first ballot Hall of Famer through 9 seasons?
Well, you're not just another guy if you're a Hall of Famer already first ballot. But
Why so? Like,
but listen
why so,
how sanctimonious
so
he is. He does sound like he's ready to cry.
Very sad.
Here's where he should be pissed off at. Because he should understand business is business. Okay? All of these teams were probably making calls to see if they could get a hold of the best wide receiver in the game. He should be pissed off at his employer. Why doesn't he go at Roger Goodell? Couldn't Roger Goodell step in and say, we're not going to allow a player to run afoul of the league.
So I'm not going to get into hypotheticals.
We're going to suspend him because he went he attacked a general manager, an employee of the National Football League. They could do that, couldn't they?
Well, the other thing, too, was if you remember over the weekend, I think Florio had it to where the Raiders had an opportunity, to put him on some reserve quit team,
they
quit
did.
Squad.
Which you couldn't play for anybody.
Is that a legitimate term?
So, yes, it is.
Yeah, like if you
quit squad.
They give him a warning in 5 days. If he doesn't come back in 5 days, they can put him on that squad, and he can't play for anybody. Correct.
Well, that's what they should have done then.
The official term is reserve left squadless.
Right. You were close.
Left
would you say quit?
I understood it, though.
Same damn thing.
That's a baseball term.
Why not do that? Why reward the guy?
I don't know, but
I mean, I agree with you. Make
I'm
him
just
suffer.
Saying Gruden was the one. That's, I think he's misunderstood. He's a great guy. Yeah. They had an opportunity to possibly put him on this list. You know, once you get rid of the guarantees, and that was the word. He said, I'm done. All right, you put him on this list. He doesn't show up for day one, day two. Misses Monday night, day three. You know, and so you're sitting there saying, oh, we got him.
So
he's
all
not
these,
playing football
I agree
this year.
With you. See, if I'm the Raiders...
They're the ones that screwed that thing up.
If I'm the Raiders, you've just crippled me. You've crippled my receiving core. Maybe we weren't going to be good. So what? We committed to you. We went after you. We gave up our draft picks for you.
Yeah.
And
but
you
they
sat
didn't
there
do that,
and completely sat. No, that is a organizational philosophy that they have chosen to take on. The whole Gruden thing, thinking that he's like, you know, just a good guy. And like, man, you're so misunderstood. Please. And Rich Eisen is right. This was not a pro move. This was a dirty move. This was not a pro move, but it was gangster.
He ran afoul of that.
Flat out gangster. I'm going to hold you hostage. I'm going to get what I want, and I don't care who is hurt in the process because all I'm concerned with is my well-being. You're right. It wasn't a professional move at all. No, this is straight thug mentality.
Well, as far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
His buddy Mike Mayock could have handled it in a different way, as we just pointed out. And his boss, Roger Goodell, simply could have suspended Antonio Brown for threatening and calling that general manager.
There's so many things they could have done to him.
Why didn't he do that?
They didn't do it.
And then he couldn't go to any team. You basically put him on ice.
They didn't do it.
And say, you know what, son? We're not going to reward that behavior. So I love all of these, you know, moral elites who are telling us now, oh, the Patriots shouldn't have done it. Well, if they didn't do it, Kansas City was
going to
do it.
Somebody was going to
do it. So where was your commissioner, your employee, your boss, rather, you're an employee of the National Football League. Why wasn't your boss doing it? He could have taken control.
This guy was going to have a job. He was that good of a wide receiver in this league. Someone was going to pay him. Someone was going to employ him. And if it was any of the 31 other teams, you wouldn't get half of the reaction that you're getting here today.
So it's the Raiders' fault and their fault alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, but hold on. If he's on that I'm just going to quit list, do I have to pay him?
Quit roster list?
Yeah.
No.
If they're going to keep him, they're going to pay him. They can't void out. See, that's the rub. So you want to keep him and make him suffer, but you still have to pay him. You can't take away his ability to earn money and void his contract and, keep him in, Raider jail.
We can look it up. Right? It's a five-day.
Going to work.
No, it's a five-day notice. He has to make the decision whether he wants to come back to the team. If he doesn't, the team maintains his rights, and I do not believe they have to give him game checks.
Well, the guy refuses to come to work. Why should they have to pay him if he refuses to come to work?
Correct.
He quit on my team.
Right.
That's why that thing is out there.
It's 5 days, Christian. He's got
to
come back.
That to me, we need more information on that.
Okay.
There's a lot of loopholes on that.
Okay.
No, it's the
It's
a quit roster rule.
We'll get you the details. But think about the Oakland Raiders now. They lost in just the last little over a calendar year. Khalil Mack,
pretty good.
Amari Cooper,
pretty good.
And now Antonio Brown,
pretty good.
And they're paying this kid,
Keelan Doss. Here's the funny thing:
an undrafted free agent, $1.12 million.
Here's the ironic part about this: so Antonio Brown signed with a team whose slogan is commitment to excellence.
Right.
the ironic part is, yeah, okay, he's playing with a team whose unwritten slogan is do your job, but it's really commitment to excellence. So in a roundabout way, he's still playing with a team that's all about winning. You know,
see, I can almost see Antonio Brown bitching to Bill Belichick. Coach, it says do your job. It doesn't say do your job on time. Where does it say I have to be
on time?
That's
understood. He would tell you it's understood.
But you know, the whole thing, I'm sorry. The other crazy thing is you just mentioned Keelan Doss, right? Loved him in Hard Knocks. They lost a player. I don't know what practice squad they picked him up. What team? I don't know.
Jacksonville.
Okay. So,
and Jacksonville offered him a lot more money, right, once Oakland got back into the picture.
But it's not like you only have one position for a wide receiver. You can only keep one. So if you lose him, now you're like, we're screwed. We got to go get Keelan Doss. If you liked him that much to give him $1.1 million, why would you ever let him go in the first place?
I have no
idea.
Can't,
you mean to tell me the four guys that got Tyrell Williams, the other guys behind Antonio Brown, were too good to keep this guy who you just gave $1.1 to bring back?
Yep.
He can't be your third, fourth, fifth. Can you imagine if Edelman left and they said, Berrios, we'll give you 1.5. Well, if he was any good, you would have kept Gunner's spot, right? How'd you give a guy $1.1 million to come back?
That's why they call
it the Raiders.
And you
kept six wide receivers, but he wasn't one of the good enough to stay?
Stupid. And he was smart. His agent, I don't know who his agent is, but the agent was smart because what happened is they called him up after he had been picked up by Jacksonville on the practice squad, making, you know, whatever the minimum is for a practice squad, which is not great money. And they said, we want you back. And next thing you know, he's negotiating, and he's negotiating with both Jacksonville and Oakland.
Sure.
And Jacksonville says, we'll give you a veteran minimum, $450,000. So they gave him $450,000. Now Oakland
and a signing bonus.
And a signing bonus to stay on the practice squad. Oakland's sitting here, we're going to put you on the roster. Got to give me a lot more than that. Then they ended up giving him like $800,000, $770-something, and a $300,000 or $400,000 signing bonus on top of
that. I just find if you like the guy that much, why wouldn't you just keep him as your fifth or sixth wide receiver?
Absolutely.
You lost Antonio. I mean, I don't understand that move at all.
It makes no sense. I was right about this, right?
Yeah, so after that first 5 days, so it goes, she should not be allowed to play football for any other club engaged in professional football, and such players shall not be entitled to any compensation expenses or other payments from his club under his contract. So
nothing.
You get a week to think about it. If it's before the season, you're not getting paid anyways. But if it's during the season,
that's how you have a player.
You also cannot trade that player once you put him on the list. So his season's over and he's on the roster without pay.
Wow, you really stuck it to him.
But you didn't trade him. He would have had 5 days to say, listen, you either come back and play for us, or you play for nobody and make nothing.
Why didn't they punish
him? Why wouldn't they do that?
So, again, it's the Raiders. It's like, hey, you know, you completely screwed us. You embarrassed us. You mocked us. You teased us. You completely made us look like a bunch of incompetent boobs. Here you go. Take what you want.
So, think about this.
Who works like that?
So you'll block it.
So Antonio Brown, they lost a third and fifth round draft pick, right? Oakland did on this deal. And they're a team that will need a third and fifth, by the way. Those are players that will make their roster and maybe be pretty decent players, certainly the third round. And then Pittsburgh is paying him $21 million on the cap toward Antonio Brown. And New England will be hit on the cap for $6 million this year. And they're the only ones that really have a chance now of him being productive.
Are they appealing this voidable contract? Because I did see something like Antonio Brown's camp. Because I did say that if they were to appeal it, like, you know, Oakland could be on the hook for $29 million in cap, dead cap.
How can they appeal it if they're already out and moved on?
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
Now that they're moved out and this whole thing of being released and everything, could they appeal it? But now I imagine they just move on, right?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. You've accepted it.
But Oakland could have stuck it to him. Oakland could have said, listen, we'll put you on this list. You got 5 days.
Yeah. But
why did Oakland take the high road?
I don't know why they didn't do it.
Why did they? I think it's a Gruden like reputation thing. It's like he has this reputation of being this, you know, good guy and football this. And it's almost like he feels like his knock on. I think they're doing that. Yeah. Why would he make it so easy on him?
I don't know.
Did anybody see my friend Antonio Brown?
Sure, right here at Gillette.
And even after it's all over, he doesn't even take
Dale saw him.
He doesn't even take a subtle shot at him.
I wish he was here.
He's a wonderful guy, terrific
misunderstood.
Guy. Misunderstood or whatever. It's almost like he is paving the way for him to have success in New England.
Well, you saw how it handled at the end. I mean, when that video came out Saturday morning of Antonio Brown posting a video of the conversation with he and Gruden, you sat there. I mean, everybody was going crazy over it. Oh, my God. That's like the final straw, right? No way you tape a conversation with the head coach, post it on video, throw it out there. Just give me a little bit of that because I'm more interested in the Lebertard sound again from this morning. But just give me a little bit of the video.
You want to be a Raider?
Man, I've been trying to be a Raider since day one. I've been working my ass out harder than anyone. I don't know why it's a question of me being a Raider. Like, do you guys want me to be a Raider?
Please stop the just play football. How hard is it, man? You're a great football player. Just play football.
Yeah, but I'm more than a football player, man. I'm a real person. It ain't about the football. I know how to do that. I'll show you guys down in there.
Person.
This is my life. Ain't no more game.
So, right, was, so we were all appalled. It was an impressive video.
Such yeah, but we move. It was. But we were all appalled because we're sitting there going, oh, my God, Gruden got taken for a ride here. Yeah. He didn't know what was
and
going on.
In the state of California.
It's illegal. You need both parties need to approve that.
Of course, we didn't know that there was approval.
Right. So Dan,
the Donald Sterling thing all over again.
So Dan Lebatard has the producer of this video on his show today on ESPN. Listen to this.
And I told AB, like we told him, hey, just send the video to Gruden and then see what, like, we can get consent that way. Like, we can get consent that way. So my whole thing the entire time when we were waiting for Gruden's response was that Gruden's going to be like, listen, AB, I love you, man, but, you know, that's disrespectful. I can't be having you post, like, our own conversation. Which is the response that I think anyone here would think was going to happen. 15 minutes later, and then he responds like 15 minutes later, three texts. He goes, wow, I love it. Loved it. I love it.
What?
And then we were like, all right, there's our consent. Like,
and they posted it.
So
they got approval.
So shame on Gruden.
They got approval from John Gruden after watching that.
They haven't the text.
And they sent it out.
And then, so if he gave approval, why did they give him the release?
I hate to say it.
So hold on. So they asked for it. Hey, listen, we're going to embarrass you and make you look silly because I secretly videotaped and recorded our conversation. It's totally illegal. I totally should have warned you. But I'm a dirtbag. But are you okay with it? Yeah, man. Because you're really fast. And you can catch the ball no matter where you go.
I thought
go.
It was well done.
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
And it got me talking about football.
Yeah, when are you coming back?
All right, we come back from the break. What was it? Was it the Oakland Raiders all along were playing cute, and they wanted to get rid of the $31 million of guaranteed? They were done with this guy because you're starting to see some evidence now with Gruden actually approving of that? Or was it the sly dog was Antonio Brown? He wanted to get out. He hated the Raiders organization, and he knew that the Patriots or maybe even others were interested in it. We get to it, your phone calls, and again, still, Bill Belichick will join us sometime between now and 6 o'clock. It's OMF. It's Patriots Monday. We're live in Foxborough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.